In a Richland neighborhood, little remains of hateful messages left there. People say those messages have no place there, and investigators are still looking into what happened. NWPB's Johanna Bejarano reports.
When Diana Moeller went out of her house in Richland on July 10, a plastic bag caught her eye. It had a roll-up message inside.
I could see a couple of words, and it was likely very hateful. I literally picked it up with my two fingers. I didn't even want to touch it. It was so shocking to me. And I took it and I put it immediately in my garbage can right in the bottom of it.
Moeller had found an anti-Semitic flyer. They had been left around North Richland. Bruce Bjornstad, her partner, had a lot of feelings about it.
Disgusted, first of all. Incredulous that could happen here. And angry because they're not our neighbors. They're people from the outside that are coming in and trying to stir up trouble.
Dave Harvey lives nearby.
We just never had anything like this.
Andy Plymel, another neighbor, found graffiti on his house and an anti-LGBTQ+ message spray-painted on the street out front. Commander Damon Johnson is with the Richland Police Department Investigations Division. He said in an email that the graffiti and the flyers are unrelated. Commander Johnson says the department received video regarding graffiti, but not in the flyers' case. Harvey, the neighbor, says expressions of discrimination are not new to Richland. He's a historian.
Basically, there were so-called sunset laws. I know it was definitely over in Kennewick. Maybe it wasn't on the law here in Richland, but it was followed.
He says people should learn from the past.
Hate has no home here. And regardless if we all don't agree politically, pretty much we respect other people's opinions.
Ariel Novick is the Associate Regional Director of the Pacific Northwest Region Anti-Defamation League. She says the messages are tied to a white supremacist group.
There is a loose network of individuals that are all connected, not through wanting to build community and make our community stronger, but really by isolating and scaring a few individuals.
According to the last anti-Semitic audit published by the League, incidents in Washington increased over 100% from 2022 to 2023, up from 65 to 190 last year.
There is definitely more incidents that are taking place on the western part of the state. Some of that is because there is a larger Jewish population.
Aisha Martin is the president of the nonprofit Tri-Cities Pride and a board member of PFLAG. She says she was not aware of the message found in North Richland, but has seen other things.
I've definitely seen issues with flags, taking down flags, vandalism of flags. Most of the things happen in Richland, believe it or not.
Martin says Tri-Cities Pride doesn't track these incidents, but has felt the division on social media while organizing the festival.
A lot of people, I think, just misinformed. I think a lot of people don't really understand the idea and the reasoning behind Pride and why it's even a thing based off of the history of it.
Richland City Manager John Amundson released a statement. He says the city of Richland unequivocally condemns the anti-Semitic flyers distribution. Anyone impacted is encouraged to report incidents to non-emergency dispatch. Richland police are still investigating. I'm Johanna Bejarano reporting.